This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Yes, welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on The Sunny Side on this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And my name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday. And the sun rises here. How are you? Wherever you are, driving, at home, at work, on commute, and wherever else in between. I really hope you're safe wherever you are. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And yes, you should check out our website. I have a podcast. The Sunny Side has a podcast. So in the event that you miss anything, you can always just go back to our website and then catch up on some of the discussions we've had on radio. But we're grateful for Fridays. Fridays affords us the opportunity to recap the most interesting stories that we had to talk about during the course of the week. And given that today's Tuesday, I have something that would appear, quasi good news. It appears to have the nature or element of a good report. And I thought you should hear it. It's concerning COVID-19. I feel some of you get so caught up in life and you actually just forget. Yeah. Today, you remember your mask is when someone asks you like, so why is your mask? Oh, sorry. And look, I'm as guilty as you are. I went to the supermarket the other day and I remembered on my way to the supermarket and I couldn't go back home. So I'm like, oh, let's go to the supermarket. And I go to the supermarket and then the guide said to me, oh, I'm sorry, you can't come in because you don't have a face mask. I'm like, yeah, I knew that part. So do you guys have for sale here? And then he looks at me and I think he told me that it was whether he said 150 or 200 for one. I'm like, why? So I think he wasn't ready to argue. It wasn't like I had the energy to argue. I just asked why. And then he goes, comes back, gives me a face mask. And I say, how much is it? He's like, don't worry. Just go. So I go into the supermarket. Then on my way out, I'm like, oh, here. And he was maybe surprised, I would say. Yeah, he was grateful. And then I realized that some people, maybe I should say quite a number of people have gotten into character with the use of face masks. Maybe you also are one of many who now have formed the habit of washing your hands. And all of this are said to be preventive measures against a virus that keeps changing before our faces. I actually heard a report that there's another variant. First of all, it's coronavirus. And the very nature of the virus is that it mutates. So every now and again, you get a new introduction, a new face, a new fashion, a new style of this same virus. But we're hoping that we as a people, as a nation, that the world in general will overcome this phase of our uncertain reality. But in the news, this said good news, the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19 says available records show that there is a global decline in cases of COVID-19 and deaths. Saturday afternoon, this is me giving you gist now. Saturday afternoon, I was somewhere and I asked a woman, I said, oh, hello, good afternoon, how are you? How is business? And she was like, well, you know, today's, that was Sunday. She was like, oh, you know, today's Sunday. The business doesn't really go so well on Sundays, but we just come out nonetheless. By Monday, everything's almost back to normal. I'm like, okay, so sales and all. She was like, well, we're trying. I mean, it's not so bad. And I say, how are you managing the coronavirus? And she said to me, coronavirus is not in Nigeria. And I looked at her like, she's like, no, it's not in Nigeria. It was here before, but it's gone. That's gone. Look, there are many things I have energy for. That day, I didn't have energy for an actual COVID-19 conversation. And maybe I couldn't prove to her otherwise. I mean, I could have a conversation with her, but I couldn't prove to her because she's in the market. She sees how things happen. She didn't have a mask. You know, she didn't look like she cared necessarily for the protocols or preventive measures, non-pharmaceutical measures she needed to put in place to prevent. She was like, okay, no comments. But in the news, this is coming from Dr. Osage Ehanire, who stated this at the PTF national briefing on Monday in Abuja. This trend, in his words, in reduction compared with global observations of seeming decline in COVID-19 cases signify that the second wave may be receding. We, however, not drawing conclusions yet and certainly not declaring a victory, but rather watching developments as they unfold nationally and internationally. He also states we're ready to make use of comparative advantages that may emerge. We are intensifying and monitoring COVID-19 positive cases, especially those that can self-isolate, by strengthening and improving the capacity of personnel to manage home care, home-based care. But he also encourages you to observe your health and how it might fluctuate. If you observe anything unusual, see a doctor. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. When we come back, we want to see whether we can determine our future from the present on The Sunny Side. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, you're on The Sunny Side, and my name is Joyce. I think at this moment, I'd like to remind you that there is, I mean, we do not have official reports that might suggest that we are approaching the end of a pandemic. So the safest assumption is that there is still a pandemic, and you should try and remember to do what you can do to save yourself. My words may not be able to totally dissuade you from what might be your observable reality, particularly if you feel that you have been without face masks, you've not washed your hands, and you haven't died. Well, there's little I can tell you to change your mind. But remember, I have a job to do, which is wash your hands, wear your face mask, and where necessary. I think Nigerians have forgotten. The last time I went out, you guys have actually forgotten. But the graces are certainly with you, but do what you can to help yourself. And in the event that you notice any change in your health, now this is something very important I would like for you to hear, particularly now I'm quoting Dr. Osage Ehanire. He says he's actually trying to emphasize concern for those who are observing home-based care. And in his words, he feels you should report to your hospital, you know, immediately if you experience symptoms or you feel symptoms are getting worse. His words, and I quote, experience has shown that COVID-19 disease can deteriorate suddenly and rapidly, resulting in life-threatening severity that can be managed if presented early enough. All right. So I think what's worthy of note, even though it's not Wednesday, here is that if you notice anything, report to a doctor quick, early enough, in that way. And you know what? It doesn't necessarily have to be your suspicion around COVID-19. I think this is just a rule of thumb. If you notice something wrong with your health, see your doctor. Yeah, self-medication might not be the best approach. You don't want to go self-medicating. You waste time, and then the problem gets worse, and then you go see a doctor, and maybe it's almost too late. Yeah? Okay. This is me saying I really wish you good health, you know, and I wish you understand the necessity of a stitch in time saving nine, and we can salvage a problem if you show up early, all right? Uh-huh. Then eat foods that help your immune system. Say your prayer. We'll wish on a star. All right? Okay. The future. The topic for the hour. 29 minutes past 12. So every time I have the opportunity to, which is about every hour on the clock, to think about something, many times I think about the future. And I try to make my wildest assumptions concerning the future. And this is me hoping that I understand the future well enough to determine a cause that I'm going to take on. You know, like, I want to understand, so what's going to happen 5 years from now? Yeah, what do you want to do 6 years from now? Where are we going? Are we going to be here or there? If we're here, what are we doing here? If we go there, what are we doing there? All right. This is something that you might have been aware of. We can't call it drug culture just yet, but it's quite a growing phenomenon. In the news, it's reported that about 30 million Nigerians may be on drugs by 2050 if nothing is done to check the trend. And this is actually according to the chairman, chief executive of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, Brigadier General Mohammed Buba Marwa, retired. He said, he also stated that 90% of criminalities in Nigeria, including banditry, insurgency, kidnapping, rape, were due to drug abuse. And I thought about that. And immediately I had to compare that possibility to what might also be, you know, another angle to my thinking, which is, do we have a greater problem with drug abuse, or do we have a greater problem with what we can call a moral deficit? Yeah, when you look at society today, is it the abuse of drugs that has brought that has worsened the social ills? Or is there something else we can compare that to? And at the end of that comparison, make judgments that might help us make decisions towards changing the future outcome. Mauer, according to him in a statement from the agency on Monday, said that there are three different forums. Well, he attended three different forums in Port Harcourt where he met with various stakeholders. He spoke at stakeholders meetings comprising men and officers of the River State Command of NDLEA at the command's headquarters, along with Christian and Islamic leaders, as well as the leadership of the National Union of Road Transport Workers in River State. His words, and I quote, "Our society is a religious one, and as such, our religious leaders must use their privileged position to campaign against drug abuse in sermons, in churches, and mosques. I want you to come out with a loud voice against the menace, because if we don't all rise up against this particular disturbing development, by 2050, nothing less than 30 million Nigerians will be on drugs, and that is too dangerous for the future of this great country," end quote. Now, when he said that, my mind quickly went to America. Well, I've stumbled on a few literature works that suggest that America, actually, they don't suggest it, they state it with figures, actually, that America is a drugged society. But when they say drugged society, they mean medication, like medically prescribed medication. They suggest that the average Nigerian is on some pill for something. Yeah? Okay, so when I heard this, and I wanted to understand what he meant when he said drugs, I didn't think he was speaking of the health situation that might worsen, and for that reason, Nigerians would have to be placed on, you know, pills, on medicine. No, I think he was referring to psychotropic drugs. Yeah, the drugs that alter the mind of a person, and then the person might carry out actions that are not just socially unfit, but also morally unfit. But then it also begged the comparison to our national moral deficit. And that was my opinion. And so this afternoon, you would have the privilege to probe, interrogate, and logically analyze what our future problem really is. Let me tell you why this is important. You see, if we're able to establish what the future problem is, we can start today to work towards it. It's like one of the many examples I give to you. If I want to be fit, if I think I want to look what we might call by social construct sexy, I have to start working out today so that by December, I can emerge looking like something like an artwork sculpted by an intelligent stonemason. You know, looking like... If you've been to Europe, I was in... Where was I? I was somewhere, and a Nigerian told me, I was looking at a particular building. I thought that the architecture was just phenomenal. And I was speaking to a Nigerian, and I said, "Look at this. This is magnificent." And he said to me that he's been in Italy. Wait, that was Italy. He said, "I've been here for 10 years, and I don't think anything can look this perfect." And I said, "Why?" He said that it's not possible that, you know, the Italians can craft a human in stone form and it would look this perfect. So I said, "But this is it, we're looking at it." He said to me, he thinks there's a human in the stone. I think Italians put a human and poured mortar on him for it to be this. He kept saying to me, "No, I don't believe it. Like, that's too good to be true." And so maybe that's the idea, that if we want it to be true, by, say, December, we have to start now working towards it. And perfection is not so far-fetched. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And then, This is not necessarily to stir any kind of sentiment in any regard, but I mentioned this passively sometime last week, and I want to share with you something that I think might have a psychotropic effect on the human mind. I'm going to share with you an audio excerpt from Apostle Suleiman on Nigeria Info.
In COVID, I bought a jet. In COVID. The third, I have three. The third one. In COVID. I was praying for COVID not to end because I was resting. Why people were complaining? My wife asked me, say, can life be this sweet? Am I talking to somebody here? No stress. I read on the net, was it yesterday? Somebody sent it to me. There's a rumor going around that I have a machine that prints money. I like that rumor. Say it should be investigated. He has a machine that prints money. I said, if they say somebody says it's true, I said it's true. It's risky. I said, I didn't know it's risky. I already bought the machine. When you speak in tongues, you are printing money.
.3 Nigeria Info. All right, so I think that something like that could have a psychotropic effect on the human mind. So here we have a little bit of work to do. To analyze the future, or maybe to determine the future, we have to analyze the present and everything that might affect the outcome of the future. 0700-993-993-993. Drugs are growing concern or something else. Or no, maybe not necessarily something else. Something more. On Nigeria Info, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. And the line that we have now exclusively for females, 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Twitter, Nigeria Info FM. Welcome, Ikechukwu. We're happy to have you here. Hello.
Sister Joy, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Can you permit me to relate to what Dr. Henry talked before I enter for drug issue?
Okay, so you have 1 minute, and I hope you've collected your thoughts. Please. Yeah.
Thank you. Concerning what Dr. Henry talked, when you are saying that there is a good news, I was expecting you to say that Nigerian doctors have given us vaccine from Dogoyaro and the Vitalis.
God is faithful.
But concerning what you say that there is a decline, is he praying not for COVID not to go? I don't see that one as a good news, because one day COVID has been in Nigeria. Concerning the issue of drugs.
Yeah.
It is a moral decadence. I don't believe that the whole Nigeria has smoked. Me, I don't smoke. But I can drink one carton of beer within 1 hour. I have seen a pastor in my street that smokes Igbo. He buys nylon from me. But when he
buys the nylon from you.
He slept with God. He hears from God. He see God. From me watching him, I will say that it is a moral decadence.
Oh, you think it's moral decadence?
That is smoking. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So not every Nigerian is smoking. It is a moral decadence. And it is caused by lack of job for the youth, lack of good road, lack of water. So Nigeria will be thinking, some of them will be smoking Igbo. Not that all of us are smoking Igbo.
Okay.
That's what I can say about that.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is 08095975805. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name. And yes, you can go ahead.
This is Romeo S. Michael.
You have to speak up for us, all right?
This is Romeo S. Michael.
Thank you, Romeo. We appreciate you calling in.
Yes, I love your program.
Thank you. That was it? Well, thank you then. 0700-993-993-993. We're having to compare what our present issue is in order to work towards a future that we want. Drugs or something else. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mazude.
Welcome, Mazude. We're happy to have you.
Drug is not our problem in Nigeria now.
Is it because you don't take it, so you don't really know how severe?
Not that I don't take it, I'm talking about, but you said what is the problem.
Yeah.
You know what you asked?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that it's not a problem.
Okay. So what do you think the problem is, then?
The problem is our leaders telling us lies. They don't speak the truth. That's what leads some people to go and take drugs.
Okay.
And drugs is not bad. If you take drugs, it is good with you. You keep taking it.
Did you say drugs are not bad? What kind of drugs would you be referring to? A painkiller or something that alters the mind?
I want to defend the little thing there.
Okay.
If you are taking in your hand, if it's not good for you, leave it. It's natural. You understand?
No, I don't.
Because like me, that's speaking to you. I don't take even APC.
Okay. I lost you, but I think I got something out of you. Thank you very much for calling. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Your radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Thomas.
Welcome, Thomas. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. You can go ahead with your point of view.
I like taking drugs.
Which one do you take?
Hello?
Which one do you take?
I take Igbo, I take any type of drug at all, most especially Igbo.
Ah.
But I don't take it as it.
You don't
so
take
I control myself.
Okay.
No, I control myself. When you take Igbo and you eat in Igbo, you eat a good food, you enjoy your Igbo that you take. But when you take Igbo and you start drinking Gary or those things, you are killing yourself.
So do you think you might agree? I mean, do you agree that drugs might be the problem we're having? Well, it's going to be
a bigger problem in the future. Drug is not a problem.
Can it evolve into a problem? Can it become a problem?
It cannot be a problem. It cannot evolve into a problem. Because if it happens, I'm supposed to be number one. So take drug out of it. The problem of this country is our government. It's not a drug. It's our government. They don't tell us the truth about what is happening.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't tell us the truth. Forget about all those falamit, all those lie up and down. COVID-19, all those, all of them, they are all plan work. Both the men, everybody, all of them, they are planning work. Our government didn't tell us the truth about the situation in Nigeria.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. We have Jacob on the telephone. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, Jacob. We're happy to have you. Please go ahead.
All right. On the issue of drug abuse, psychotropic substances and all that, I strongly believe that it's a major problem for Nigeria at the moment.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah, so the level of drug abuse, both in smoking Indian hemp, all sorts of artificial drugs, and all getting high, is a major menace. You need to go to some neighborhoods in Lagos, particularly where I'm conversant with, and you see how bad this is. Now, I ask myself why. It's one of two things. People are looking for alternative realities. They feel life is hard in itself. There's nothing going on for them. So they'll rather live in that illusion. Escapism, should I use that word?
Yeah.
People are trying to run away from their realities. That is one reason. Now, carefully, this idea of hope. Hope is a very dangerous thing in the hands of... It's a very dangerous thing in the hands of very terrible people. I won't name names, but it's easy for you to manipulate people who are looking
for hope.
Who are hopeful.
Selling dreams to dreamers.
They're ready to consume just about anything that gives them that hope. And so when someone comes out and says just about anything that kind of sounds good to them, they keep praising it. They like it. It sounds good.
Something like if you speak in tongues, you're printing money, something like that?
Exactly. Things like that. Because
right.
Whether we like it or not, someone who seems to have things going on well for him, even if he's not wealthy, he's not rich, but he has, you know, a job, things are looking up, he won't believe in all this, should I call it, facade of I'm printing money, I have a printing machine. I think it's just people's mindset being manipulated by people who have access to it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Ikechukwu, we're happy to have you here. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Welcome. You're Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Yeah. The major problem is leadership problem.
Okay.
And nobody is providing leadership. That is the major problem.
Let me see whether you might have given it some thought. When you hear drugs being the future problem of Nigeria, have you thought about that being correct and then the future, to what extent drugs can be our problem? Do you think drugs pose us a problem?
Yes. Drug is a problem. and it's causing a lot of problem in the society in Nigeria. But that is on the surface. Getting to the root of the major problem is because nobody is providing leadership. If children are engaging in drugs, what are the parents doing? What are the religious leaders doing to correct such a person? What about government? Is there any rehabilitation center for such people? What are the measures they are taking? So that is the main root, the root of the problem.
Okay.
Not necessarily the drug. Drug is just on the surface.
Okay.
That is why I'm even the one that is saying, speaking in tongue is printing money.
Uh-huh. Don't you like that? Why are you laughing?
It's laughable, Joyce.
Really?
It's very laughable.
Okay.
Speaking in tongue is printing money.
You know,
I don't know where he read that.
Well, you don't have to read it. You can just make it up.
It's quite unbecoming. And these are people who are supposed to. In fact, the situation is hopeless because the man that was speaking was calling on them that they should start to speak out.
Yeah.
Now, how do you speak out?
So, do you think the greater problem is drugs or there's a moral deficit?
There is a moral deficit.
Okay.
In such a situation, not all of these people that are heading religious organizations, do they discipline their members? For example, in the Bible, it is clearly stated, any erring member of a religious organization...
Yeah, you have 30 seconds.
Should be disfellowshipped. Which religious organization practices disfellowship?
Okay. All right.
It's still in this country that somebody said, if we are not ready to pay ransom to kidnappers, just be ready to be kidnapped. A religious leader.
Okay. Well, this
is
great.
You are talking to Sociable anonymously.
Thank you very much, Sociable. Agwoma is here. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Your night.
Good afternoon. My name is Agwoma.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, actually, when you talk about drug abuse, I don't know if you are limiting it to the intoxicants or general drug abuse.
I'm not limiting it to anything. Okay. I was just making a reduction, and then I made a comparison.
Okay, there is a great deal of drug abuse in Nigeria, and even the pharmaceutical and the health workers are not even helping. A lot of people are dying because of abuse of drugs.
In this regard, you're even saying even clinical prescriptions.
Yeah, exactly. People go to the counter, across the counter, pharmaceutical, medical centers and pick up drugs that are supposed to be prescription drugs and then buy it across the counter and then use it anyhow. Even especially this diclofenac. People are abusing it because of minor pains or things that you continue. I keep counseling people about it and they believe that once they use it, their pain subsides. And they come back to eat again and continue. This affecting people's kidney. A lot of people are dying as a result. And
as a result of abuse of diclofenac?
Abuse of drugs, yeah.
Okay,
abuse
so now, drugs. What is that drug used specifically for? And
it's
under
for
what
pain
condition?
Relief. Okay. Under prescription, under doctor's prescription, there are limited period of use. I'm citing example of the diclofenac.
It's a
strong pain reliever.
Okay.
But if you take it beyond a week, it's definitely going to affect your liver and kidney.
Wow.
And there are so many pain. A lot of people are having waist pain, back pain, all manner of pain. Arthritis and so on. But instead of sometimes they don't want to go for physiotherapy, you know,
or see
which
a doctor.
Can help. Well, go to doctor. And once doctor tells you, sometimes doctor will ask you, what is the degree of the pain? That's in a scale of 10, 0 to 10. And sometimes doctor can only prescribe it when you say, oh, the pain is up to that 8 of 10 and, you know, that kind of thing. But then A lot of people are even recommending it to others. And if you go to pharmaceutical companies, they just sell it without asking you for
doctor's report.
Doctor's prescription. So these are some of the problems that we have. And so also coming to this issue of the real intoxicants, you know, of course, a lot of crimes, the political class are not helping. A lot of them are taking them. And they are grooming these people, these young youths, for election purposes because they need to use them. They are not; they don't want decent people. And even in the house, in our houses of assemblies across the states, across the country, you see behavior of people, the honorable, the so-called honorables. You can see how they handle maids, how they fight over themselves. All these are as a result of drugs. A lot of them are taking it. And if parents are not living by examples, what do you expect from the children? So this is the kind of situation we have a final.
So basically now you make a case that in the future, drugs is going to be an actual societal ill.
Of course, definitely, except something drastic is done.
Thank you.
And I pray a lot of people, you know, the right people.
Real quick, would you rate that above the moral situation that we might have referred to? Do you think, in comparison to the moral problems in our society, drugs might be a greater threat?
Of course. It's a factor of level of moral decadence.
Right.
The amount of drugs used are children, and is coming lower. I mean the children that are taking it are coming lower in age, in age bracket up to 13 years now. You see them taking drugs, you know, because they are already aware of it. Some of them are smoking.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I have Olumuyiwa on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
I will have you. I'm angry or if to say this court after waiting for 4 minutes. Drugs, right?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
It's more than drugs now. People are now smoking lizard poo-poo.
Sorry?
Yes, lizard, the poopoo, where lizard the poopoo now?
Yeah.
They are now smoking it. Gum,
really?
That they used to gum your slippers.
I heard gum.
Shoe.
I heard people inhaling gum.
Yes. Some now, us, poopoo. I'm using the word poopoo.
Really?
Yes. They will dry it now and smoke it.
No.
Now, what caused all these things? I was born in the 70s.
Whoa.
In the 80s. We have so many companies, I can't mention. Is it Dunlop? Is it Michelin? Is it Hawking Biscuit? Is it Cadbury? Mention them like that. People were engaged. It's like there is a conspiracy between the government and the religion leader. Because in the 80s and in the 90s, I work in the 90s. I don't touch my salary. I go to Katin. I went to their Katin and I eat.
Sorry, Olumuyiwa, I do apologize. I have to go off on a break. I'll appreciate.
Oh my God.
Please call back. You're my guy. Call back. The Sunny Side. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Tonight, 9.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, 1 p.m. right here. We are right in the heart of Lagos. And if you're listening from outside the country or within the country, we're happy to have you wherever you are. We're hoping that you're safe. Enjoying radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're trying to establish the comparison between where we are as a society and where we want to go. We want to compare between what might be your present problem and determine whether that problem has another kind of problem we can compare that problem to and maybe start today to work towards the future. So, it's reported that by 2050, about 30 million Nigerians, and by the way, I have a very funny feeling that right now we probably have about 30 million. Maybe not up to 30 million, but by 2050, we certainly would have more than 30 million people who might be, you know, absorbed in this pattern of over overdosing on something, or maybe abusing drugs, or just taking substances. Look, someone told me, and I didn't know why anybody would say that to me. He said to me, "Do you know some people inhale the gas from Sockaways?" And I thought he was being very rude, telling me something as graphic as that. He said, "No, I'm serious. That people actually inhale the gas that comes out of." And I didn't know what to do with the information. And even now that I mention it to you, it's over my head. Like, what do you mean when you say that people inhale gas? 0700-993-993-993. On Twitter, Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. And the line for the ladies alone, 01465-7190. 465-7190. Pinel would share a few messages with us.
A message here says, "Hello Joyce, great program. I think the issue of drug is a major menace in Nigeria."
Oh, wow.
"It is the duty of everyone starting from our home. I heard a lady working in one of the top banks in Nigeria went to the toilet to smoke Indian hemp, and she said she started smoking at the age of 16. What can we do on that? So for me, it's not a government problem, it's a people problem. People are inhaling Sokaway, Joyce."
Ew, really? Okay, so you know, like, I don't even know whether this is a good day to maybe suggest that in some countries, Amsterdam, in America, marijuana is kind of legalized. I know we haven't officially done it here, but I mean, in America, for example, people are paying taxes on medical marijuana. Like, it's actually a thing. You can walk into a store, buy marijuana, yeah, and you can go do with it what you're supposed to do with it. They're even using the oil for children. Well, that's something, I think that's probably another conversation. But we hear now that by 2050, millions of Nigerians will be absorbed in the cult, in the habit of drug abuse. And I'm wondering whether that kind of drug abuse is probably as bad or maybe not as bad as other things that might be a societal ill that we see today. My name is Joyce. We have Emmanuel on the telephone. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Can you hear us? I don't think I can. Please, if you can hear me, hang up and call back on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name? I cannot hear you. I'm not sure what the problem is. Please call back. I do apologize, by the way. I'm not sure what's happening. I can hear every noise. Well, it could work if you turn off your radio.
Hello?
Thank you. Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you. Welcome.
Okay, my name is Pleasure.
Welcome, Pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, the issue on ground is on drugs. Yes, in the near future, drugs is going to be a very big issue. But first, we need to ask ourselves, like, in as much as you're trying to say drug is going to be a big issue, what are the measures that the government has tried to put in place for this? A few days ago, I was a friend, and he was saying something like, money doesn't bring happiness. You don't need much money to be happy. Imagine telling this to someone who hasn't even seen anything to eat for the past 1 week. And this person knows that, the only thing I need now to eat is money. And you're coming to tell the person that money isn't everything.
Okay.
First, I think what the government needs to do is, okay, fine. You try to give these people what they want. Like, you can't be telling a depressed man, knowing that, God, I'm depressed. I don't have anyone to count on. And people are there telling him, if you take this paracetamol, it's going to make you feel okay. You forget all your problems. Then you're coming to tell this same person that drugs, you don't need it. So what advice do you think the person is going to take on this crime?
Okay.
You're going to follow the one that at that moment.
Yeah.
You. That's it. So I think this whole thing starts from the top. The government should do the needful before looking for whatever other stuff. Because you can't be telling an empty man that you don't need food when I know this is what I need.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Pleasure. We're happy you called in. Thank you. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, top of the day to you, Joyce.
Top of the day to you.
Yeah, this is your lady.
Yes, welcome, lady.
Your mama.
Welcome,
Professor.
Mama. All right, we're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, as regards to what people have been saying, and what is on the ground, is that when the foundation of a house is weak, it will collapse irrespective of the golden roofing.
Yeah.
I think that is the most important thing in Nigeria.
Okay.
The people on the top of Hem of Achie, they tend to neglect the grassroots of that is the struggling people or those who feel they have gotten to university level and gotten degree upon degree. They do not want people to learn from their behavioral attitude. Because it's not only by aura or talking, just as me and you talking now that
yeah.
it's education. Your behavior. We attract me to want to go to the length you also went for learning.
Yeah.
But most of our people that have gone to that level, except for the few, I say most of them,
yeah.
they never show that evidence of the reason why going to higher education. For instance, when you come to First Tech here, the walkway, they plant flower on it. At who, depriving the pedestrians not to walk on the walkway given to them and mapped out by the Federal Housing Authority. So the people who are on the top of home affairs here, the budget money for a ministry, maybe more than half is used.
Let me ask you, do you think there's a bigger problem than drugs in our society today?
It is not a drug that is the problem, it's frustration.
Oh, frustration is the problem.
To the hospital, as that man has said, buying medicine for the table of the chemist without a prescription. Something that they supposed to, there are certain things you prescribe for
right.
without undergoing the laboratory test. Just common headache or any wound, they will tell you to go to lab. And the lab person will tell you, pay 4,000 or 5,000. And when you don't have that money, so the chemist is the lowest one, and they bear with us and prescribe, and then the thing goes and heal.
All right.
Do you get the faith to go there again?
All right. Okay.
To the hospital.
Thank you.
Then even when you go to the hospital, the money they are paying in general hospital on the hall, a bed is 300 naira, and where they have more than 30 people on the hall, paying 300 naira for bed. Pay 300 naira for food once in a meal.
Yeah.
How many people would be able to
afford that?
The government are the people that are really frustrating
right.
and encouraging people to take the drug.
Because
to convince
all right. Yeah, I do appreciate all of that. And it's actually interesting, the angle you came from. I do appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Speak up for us. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yes, Francis, calling from VI. Joyce, good
Thank
afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yes, Joyce, drug abuse is a problem in the society.
How bad a problem? To what extent do we call that a problem?
But I can say that the politicians is a bigger problem we have here. And I want to use this opportunity to call on the family of Nigeria Info. Let us champion an idea. I'm of opinion that we come up with an idea that will push to the people come 2023.
Okay.
And we got to start now. We need a system where anyone that doesn't have a family in this country, we will not have a place in our political space, because the politicians know what they are doing. Just like one of my friends Olumoyo normally said, that everything is going bad and the politicians is responsible to that. They know what they are doing. They allow the system to get bad because their family is not here.
So you feel the leaders and, say, their moral level would be a bigger problem to the Nigerian society today than drugs ever can be?
Yes, Joyce.
All right.
Yes, Joyce. No, the government will get it right if they want to. But they can't do it because their family, they're not here.
All right, we get that. Okay.
Joyce, hold on a minute. I want us to champion a cause.
What cause is that?
We need to advocate.
Yeah.
Anyone that doesn't have family here, we have nothing to do with our political system.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
So, Joyce, that is my own mind, though.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Bio is here. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Welcome, Bio. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Could you speak up for us, okay?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, my own take as regards this is just that, in as much as everybody, especially the majority, will put the blame on the society and even the leaders or government, okay? Even we ourselves, we need to look inward. That is just a fact. Let me give you a kind of personal experience that I have. You know, there's a family in my culture here that, you know, I think the wife died, that's the mother. And the moment the woman died, so the whole struggle lies on the man and all that. I actually didn't know what happened. And, you know, the man, not any time of the day that you ask, I mean, about the man whereabouts from the kids and all that, that is always available. Even if you wake up as early as 6 to go and greet them, they say the man is not around. And these are full of kids. Of course, they are girls. I think only one boy, very old. The oldest is around 15 years or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So you can see a lot of guys coming around. And this is a man that has never been available at any point in time. So these kids now, they have become, they have become the responsibility of the public, you know. So many a times I've taken it upon myself to be monitoring these people because the father is nowhere I'm to be found. Wow. You know, you can imagine the kids of, they have good growth. If you see the picture of this lady of like 15 years or thereabouts,
yeah.
You know, you like maybe 20 years or even 25 years or thereabouts, very good looking and all that. So these guys are being sent, it's notorious, they are being, you know, brainwashed, because they need, there is a need for them. They need, let me use that word.
Yeah.
So are you not telling me now that if these kind of people are being sold by the fact of what the environment has caused them to be, now they become a public threat or they become a public theme at the same time. So God forbid we are paying for them. And somebody will still say it is society. You know, so most of this problem is from within. It's not until all of us use smart TV or plasma TV or we send our kids to, British American or whatever and things like that. In our own time, our parents, we went to public school. I never knew my father or my parents.
Are you saying that the children, the father of these children are actually being you think he is irresponsible?
He's their father at home. You know, I'm talking about something that I know. You know, that's why I say my partner, that's an experience.
Right.
You can imagine being a lady or being girls, so to say. They are being exposed. That is where the problem, I'm landing up, so George, as I'm landing up, there was a problem in Lagos some time ago, right? The Oba of Lagos said that, some of you guys are saying Lagos State is the one breathing, what's it called, area boys, hooligans, and all that. Are they Lagos State indigenous? Where are they coming from? If every other state and things like that have been like, to do or, you know, be responsible, we have all these kind of crops in Lagos.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We have Samuel on Nigeria Info. We're comparing the problem today for our hopes of for tomorrow. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the drug abuse stuff.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, when I was in secondary school, I was, when I was in SS2, I took drugs also.
What kind of drugs did you take?
Like those Aboki that sell something outside of school.
Okay.
They sell these drugs to us. So the first time I took it, they sent me home for school fees. So when I got to my eyes.
Hello? 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 I think I lost you. Well, I was hoping you could finish that conversation, but thank you very much for coming this far. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're comparing the problem that we call a drug addiction in our society today in comparison to something else. Is there something bigger? Is there something that we can call a bigger threat to our social sanity? Hello, good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Drew.
You must turn off your radio.
Yes, off. It's off already.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. And yes, we're live streaming on YouTube. You can actually watch your Nigeria Info FM on YouTube to see what's happening in the studio. Hello, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Can you hear us? You're on the sunny side. What's your name? Good afternoon. I do apologize. I've lost you. Good afternoon. And your lies here. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Go ahead.
Yeah. the problem, the drug problem we have, in, you said by 2030 or 2050.
2050, we'll have millions of Nigeria, practically over 30 million Nigerians would have a drug problem.
Okay. The bigger problem I see in the nearest future won't be drug.
Okay. What would it be?
Morality level and humanity level would have degraded by that time, that won't even have to look at the drug problem.
Okay.
It's only when you are like, when we have humans, when we still have our sanity, when we are still secured, that we'll be considering or talking about drugs. The level of insecurity is so much. Before that time, you don't even know the number of people that will be alive to even take drugs or not take drugs.
That's another.
So the level of morality,
yeah,
insecurity would be a major problem.
Right. Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate your contribution on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Happy book on the line.
We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
We human beings, we're emotional beings. And by the way of saying that, word is very powerful by influencing our lifestyle. So, in come that very period, you said, I think we should be careful of the word is because, like, say, information. This drug is now is just one of the problems. But the reality, you know, when coming to the leadership, you know, their responsibility, what they do to curtail most of these things, the approach towards all these challenges matters a lot because this is our world. We see them. Now, talking about the boy that said he was in secondary school, SSC, they say good bad communication corrupts good manner. When you keep on friending or staying with people over a particular period of time, you begin to do the things with you. So,
what is a bigger problem in society today, and what will be the problem in 20 years from now?
It goes back to moral dependency.
So do you think the moral deficit is a greater problem or a greater threat than drugs?
It's very big threat. Then again, the government should be up their game with everything they're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We have Anonymous in Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous.
It's fine then. Thank you. You can go ahead.
Okay. Joyce, there is one issue about this drug that you people are talking about.
Okay.
When I was growing up, probably in my schools, I don't want to mention them. That's why I want to remain anonymous.
Oh, it's fine.
There was one of the students there. You see him coming to school with sometimes I was, why are you like this? He said, in the morning when you wake up, daddy will give you one or two drugs to take. So what I'm trying to say is that parents are actually, if you can see, maybe 55% of parents are actually those that actually contribute to their child being drug addict.
Really?
Yes, I can say it. It's only that I don't want to look at because I know so many. I can count down to five. That
wow.
Even there is one presently that we are dealing with. I'm one of the people that is dealing with the case. That is the father. We said, then you are where you are in the midst of your friend. You have to be high. You don't have to be dull. You don't have to be this. So,
Wow. Parents,
before, if this drug issue wants to be stopped, the parents have to be a pioneer. The parent has to be the one that they have to talk to. The parent has to be the one that will have to talk to their children. They have to be the first counselor.
Yeah.
Everything, they have to be the force at home because they said charity begins at home. Whatever you say yes to your child at home is what he will grow up with. There is a case we are handling. And what is the father?
How old is the kid?
Presently, the child is 13 now.
And the father has been giving him substance?
Yes. I don't want to say more than that.
Okay.
Because I
okay.
know if I hang up because they know my voice, they're going to call.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whatever.
Look, I thoroughly do appreciate it, and I hope fathers are listening. Wow, how do you even process that? Hello, good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my beloved sister.
Welcome. We're happy to have you.
Bia Kimbo is my name. I'm calling from...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, my take is very... You see, most of our problems in Nigeria... Whether you call it banditry, kidnapping, or whatever name.
Yeah.
Drug abuse inclusive. The solutions could have been just through one source. Have enough laws in our books that could checkmate all these excesses, but the inability of government to apply the laws when it matters most has always been the problem. When people have been started like a joke, the fact that people are arrested at that initial time,
yeah,
to take those that are involved to the law courts and allow the case to have its log to get to the logical conclusion.
Yeah, but let me say something. Pardon me. Sorry to interrupt you. The people who are abusing drugs are doing it in secret.
They are doing what?
The people who are abusing drugs are doing it in hiding.
Yeah, in those days, in hiding. But these days, go to any of our parks, even to some local areas. People now smoke Indian hemp without hiding. In the 80s, early 1990s, people used to hide. But these days, they do it in the public. Even men in uniform are involved. That's the problem. The drug abuse. You see, there are some drugs you shouldn't just go to the counter and buy.
Yeah.
And some of these messing stores have any reason selling certain drugs.
Let me ask you.
A chemist that has license.
Okay, let me ask you. First of all, we understand that the denominator in our society today is money, the exchange of money. Sometimes, as you have said, some chemists, they want money, they want to sell. So they will sell to someone without a doctor's prescription. But hold on a second, let's look at this on a more holistic level. Would you think or would you say the drug problem today is a bigger problem than, say, for example, our morality problem?
They are interwoven, really.
Okay.
The moral decadence has led to this issue of drug abuse. There are some homes, you see, and poverty is even behind the whole thing. When people can't find a job to do, it is said that idle hand is the devil's workshop.
Okay.
So people get involved in various illegal things as a result of the fact that they are jobless. They don't have anything to do.
Okay.
And you see, it's getting worse by the day. The number of people that are getting out of the university keep multiplying, and you don't have, even jobs are closing up.
All right.
So these problems, government needs to wake up.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. I do appreciate. We have Noye from Lekki. Good afternoon to you. Is that Noye?
Yes.
Good afternoon. What you Noye, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
It's not drugs. That is only the problem that we have in Nigeria.
What's greater than a drug problem in today's society?
What we have, both the government, both the parents, both the children, everybody are the problem in Nigeria.
What do you mean by that? The children are the problem in Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am. The parents will send children to school. Instead of children will go to school, children will go and begin and nothing in school. If they don't go and do good, they will go and do less than in school.
So, how would you rate the problem of drugs in today's society? Is it bigger than our moral problem, or is it less than our moral problem?
It's average.
Okay. It's at par with a moral problem.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my own take.
Thank you very much. You have given us takes. We do appreciate that. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. How are you? You have to turn off your radio. Good afternoon to you. No, you must turn off your radio. Okay. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Val.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
For me, I think it's a cause and effect thing.
Okay.
The drug we are seeing now is as a result of moral decadence for the past 20, 30 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
The major problem I see is moral decadence, because what is going to happen in the next 20, 30 years will be worse than drug abuse. Okay. Why I say that is, we are going to already this 30 million they are talking about. It is possible that we are almost at
there
that 30
right
million
now.
Yes, or we have even passed it now, because if you look at it, the sum total of those who abuse drugs based on intoxication, based on self-medication, substance abuse and all that, it is alarming. It is possible we have gotten to that figure now. But what me I'm seeing is we are getting to a stage where people will even bring out guns and start shooting people just directly on the streets for not giving them something, or for not training them well, or for not making them better people and all that. We are getting to that stage. So I think it's better we start from now. The government, parents, society should start from now to reorientate the children from now. At least the generation that are coming now, the generation now. I'm not talking about those in their 20s, 30s, 40s. No, the generation now, those that are less than 10, we should start from now to begin to work on those people. Because as it is, they are the ones that will save this nation.
Yeah.
Because 20, 30 years, already they are gone. Because if you look at it, our pursuance of the lifestyle of other people, not having our own identity, we were saying something about the 70s. I was also born in the 70s. I could tell that then we were exposed to so many movies, like gangster movies, drug movies, and all that. It was that period, 70s, 80s to 90s, that we started exposing ourselves to movies from the foreign scene and all that, that exposed us mainly to gangsterism, drug abuse, flexing, things like that. All those things contributed to it. We are just seeing the effects now. So there are many more adverse things to happen. Except we start from now. We orientate our children as parents, as individuals, work on the home, work on the children. It starts from that smaller unit. The leaders are the offshoot of the society. So they are coming from that already sad background. So forget about them. Write them off. Work on those that are coming now.
All right.
I'm telling you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We have David. Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Joyce. Yes.
Yeah,
welcome,
thank
David.
You very much. You see, just without wasting time, let us look out for solutions to this crisis.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that recently God has promised that He's ready to heal our land. But he put an if, that is the part we have to play as a people, as politicians, as everybody. And that he said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He said, if my people are called by my name, we humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. So I'm not surprised that we started hearing positive results from the effects of COVID-19. Like Sandra said about 2 weeks ago, that the number dropped. And you too, you are reporting today that in no distant time, we might be having good news about COVID-19. But the emphasis now should be that we should try to sensitize ourselves to come back to God and meet up with His requirements. He said He's ready to heal our land.
All right.
That's my thing.
Thank you very much for a gospel that, should incite people towards righteousness. Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
I'm Joy from Kolodun.
You have to speak up. What's your name?
I'm Joy from Kolodun.
Thank you very much for calling. So we're talking drug problems. You know somebody or are you the one?
I've been listening to the show and I want to correct one impression that it's poverty that is making some people do drugs.
Okay.
Like, I know a couple of people that they are not poor. They are not poor. Like, they just
have
drugs.
A habit. They just have a habit.
Yes.
And it's like, drug.
It's even something to brag about. Like, someone was spending something like $12,000 on drugs. And I was like, he knows people who spend $400,000 on drugs. That what is $12,000? Like, I can do $12,000. You get, like, is.
Okay.
He's like.
Wow.
They are dependent on it now. Like, they can't live without it.
Wow. So and this is looking more like a moral problem if we consider your point of view. It's more a moral situation. It's a habit that somebody's funding and trying to perfect.
I swear. Like, if you're not doing it,
You're not happening.
You're not okay. I swear.
You're not popping. Like, all right. Oh, wow. Thank you very much for that revelation. The sunny side. This is Nigeria Info. Wow. Hello, welcome. How are you? You have to turn off.
Hello?
So it's... No, I'm sorry. No, no.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The background is noisy. Can you move away?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's better.
What's your name?
I don't think it's for my brother.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear you.
Okay, I feel like at this point, past 30 million.
You feel the figure is more than 30 million already?
Yes, it's already over 30 million. These days, you can see as low as 10, 11, 12 should be getting considered.
Sorry, did you say 10-year-old kids doing drugs?
Yes, yes. Go to the market. Go to those markets. You'll see them carrying loot. Those boys, those young boys. They're doing drugs.
Huh?
Yes. Go to the ghetto. Come to Kotun. Go to the ghetto. You'll see them.
Help me. When you say drugs, what do you mean here? Like weed, pills, this...
Things like that.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, we're past 30 million already. And I think that will even be the least of our problems by 20 years time or 30 years time.
What do you think will be our problem 20 years time?
It will be insecurity. Because at that point, this drug rate would have gone to a point that nobody is safe. Nobody. No rich man will even be. You will not even be safe in your beauty hell that you are safe there. No politician wants to drive a car. No, in fact, I don't think that's what will work again because at that point, it will more than enter. Guys, these people will be a thorn in our flesh. Because at that point, when the politicians, the leaders are pushing these people, this desperation, this depression, push them to the point that they want to have it by force.
Okay.
That's what we are taking with them to that point.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. We'll speak to... hello, good afternoon. Your radio. Turn off your radio. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Charles.
Welcome, Charles. What can you tell us?
I'm calling from Otta.
Otta. Okay. Thank you. That's good.
I think this is what the...
Lost you. If you can make it back, hopefully you can. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello? Okay. I think we'll speak to one more person, do some messages, and go on a break. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Jeff.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
Jeff Lopaye. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. See, about drugs.
How bad is it?
I agree with the second last caller. From under 10, they started. I've been on streets whereby you see a 6-7-year-old going to challenge a man, not a boy, going to maybe eat a man.
Sorry?
Eat a man, like punch like a man.
Like a 7-year-old will hit a man.
7, 8. It's like punching the man. And if you try to maybe say, what's wrong with your attack, you will see... boys. Now, when I say boys, maybe like 19, 20 coming to attack you. Come
really?
To Agege. Yeah, Agege. Now I'm in Bariga. But Agege, you see for like 7, 8-year-old boys. If they do you anything, you don't claim you are a champion. Just move. Because that's danger. Those people,
will
come out for you. They will come out, beat you to stupor.
Are you lying? Are you exaggerating?
No, man, that's the way it is. If you are on streets, you know
okay.
what I'm saying.
Okay.
People on streets understand.
Yeah.
If you don't want your life to be wasted, you just move. That's it. From 7, 8, 9... Agege, Pen Cinema, the railway, you see young boys.
All right. Wow. Thank you very much for that revelation. That's a whole lot of information. On the sunny side, good afternoon to you. We're trying to see whether we understand the extent to which drugs in our society is a problem. We hear now from the chairman, chief executive of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, General Mohammed Buba Mawa, say that 90% of criminalities in Nigeria, including banditry, insurgency, kidnapping, and rape are all due to drug abuse. We thought it would make sense to compare drug abuse in Nigeria to something else, see whether we have a bigger problem or a greater concern than drug abuse. And so far, what a day it's been. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, my name is Joyce.
What's your name? Hello? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello? The sunny side, how are you? Sorry about that. Turn off your radio. Hello. Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon, George.
Turn off your radio.
Thank you. My name is Clement.
Turn off your radio.
I've done that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Clement. I'm an ELE driver.
Okay.
Yo. Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I started the work, the future of Nigeria is bleak.
Why?
I'm not a prophet of doom. The reason why I said so is this. Most of the young guys I carry, before you know, they will call that, please, come and meet me so-so place. I'm on a ride. They will bring drugs and they will do transfer of 50K, 70K.
Really?
The ladies, even the ladies are not accepted. We'll get to a checkpoint. The lady, they will open their breasts and they will put drugs there. Some will open their pants. I will nod my head. Where are we going in this country?
How old are these people you're talking about?
Some are in their early 20s, majority. And some are 19, 18, 20, 21. They are no more than 25 years old. So when the elderly man said it, that over 30 million of Nigeria.
Yeah.
But what I expected him to say, how do we
deal with a problem?
How do we deal with it?
Help me. You need to help me one more thing. When you say drugs, what are they? What kind of drugs do you
say? I hear ecstasy, molly, some cocaine, different drugs. Yes, in fact, I work for this country. I can't lie to you.
All right.
I can't lie. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling me on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're going to read a few messages and go off on a break. This is Nigeria Info. We're talking about what can be said to be a present Nigerian problem, but we thought we might have other things to compare it with. So far, it's been very, very revealing. Pinia, what are the messages saying?
Fola from Surulere says, good day, Joyce. Nigeria's present and future problem is immorality, drugs, and bad government. Good leadership may be a way to correct or minimize this, in my opinion.
Straightforward. Thank you very much.
Anthony from Apapa says, I think the problem we have in Nigeria is bigger than drug, and there are already more than 30 million drug users in this country. I have proof.
Oh, okay.
Boundary markets for... I'm guessing he means Badagry Market.
Okay.
There's a market like Boundary Market. I'll show you if you're ready.
Oh. Like, you show me... Wait, you say Boundary Market?
See, we're not sure.
It's Boundary or Badagry Market. Yes. And maybe he's trying to say that the market practically has... Is a depot. All right, go ahead.
Mary from Ogba says, the issue of drugs is becoming serious and really scary, and I feel very bad about it. Ikeja Underbridge is always a hub for these guys. They smoke crack, weed in public. I think it's an issue of moral decadence and needs swift action. Parents need to be more educative. They need to have birth control. And I think job creation will make everyone busy, at least.
Thoughtful. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Do we have something before we go off on a break?
Yes, Jerome says, good afternoon, Joyce. People have talked about moral decadence being responsible for drug abuse. Yes, that's a factor. But another bigger factor is leadership. What is happening within our leadership, no one really cares to say. Mm. It's like the current leadership doesn't have the magic wand to fight drug menace in Nigeria.
All right. Yeah.
I think we should do the last one.
Okay.
Hello, Joyce. Drug is the least problem in our society. Fraudsters, aka Yahoo boys and girls, is a big problem in the country too. If a little boy of 19 year old buys cars worth of 10 million naira in the same day and has a military man as a driver, just imagine that. So in the next 10 years, people will turn venture into fraud because it pays quick, as they say.
Wow. Look, I thoroughly appreciate the analysis every Nigerian has brought in on the show today. I think it kind of just gives us a picture as to what we're really, really dealing with. Some of us have blind spots. You know how it is where maybe your own neighborhood is not necessarily as saturated with these kinds of scenarios as other neighborhoods are. Then you have people call into the radio and tell us about their neighborhood or where they've been or what they've seen. And then it begins to give you like a vague idea as to the real problem of these things. And someone said to me that it's not just the people who are on the roads or destitute or poor that are actually doing drugs. People who are not poor, like average people who have some income, steady income, and have a bad habit, are funding their habits. It's really worth thinking about. Y'all have been brilliant with this one. We're going to quickly go for a break and come right back. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. We should at some point have a conversation about what to do to curb this menace. Now we have all established that we have a fat problem called drug abuse. And sooner than later, maybe next week, we're going to talk about measures that we need to put in place. When I say we, the government and the people need to put in place to see how we can nip this in the bud and save young people from the imminent death that comes with living a kind of reckless life. On Nigeria Info, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.